It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. In addition to M or F, a third gender option on certain documents is now available to more Americans. Minnesota recently added an X gender option for driver's licenses, and New York City will now allow it on birth certificates. Other states have previously made similar changes. A sociologist joins us to explain the significance of having the third gender option on these documents, as well as who might want to choose the X category. What do you think about adding a third gender option to birth certificates and driver's licenses? Would you like to see Wisconsin follow suit? And are we talking to you here? Is this a category you would choose for yourself? Is inclusivity something worth considering when it comes to these documents, or do you think it creates more problems than it's worth? And maybe you just have questions about the whole thing. 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, tweet us at WPR Mornings. Barbara Risman is a distinguished professor of sociology at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Her most recent book is Where the Millennials Will Take Us, A New Generation Wrestles with the Gender Structure. Barbara, welcome to the morning show.
Pleased to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, what do you see as the significance of adding this third option or X option on birth certificates and driver's licenses?
I think it shows us how deeply felt identities are in today's world, particularly among young people, that the feeling of being constrained to identify in a way that doesn't feel authentic has become intolerable. And so the argument and the drive for this new category comes from that felt need of not wanting to be inauthentic, not wanting to be boxed in to a category that doesn't feel it represents who you are.
Do you think this is a positive move?
I do think it's a very positive move, but I think it's only the first move in a complicated problem, to deal with a very complicated problem. I think that the public recognition in the law that not everyone identifies as either a woman or a man or is even biologically male or female is very important. But I also think that simply a one simple size fits all third category is only the first step of a conversation and probably isn't going to be the final solution to the complications around both sex and gender, because it conflates the two.
So give us a sense of who might opt for this X option.
Okay, so that's part of why this is only the beginning of a solution and not, I don't think, the long-term one, and that is the X option, the variety of people and reasons people might use an X option lumps all different kinds of issues. So the first kind of person who might want to use an X option is someone who's now called intersex. That is a person who literally was born with we like to think that the biological sex, male or female, what you're labeled when you're born is always clear, but in fact it's not always clear. There are people who are born with a hormonal status that would be defined as female and genital structures that are appear to be male and vice versa. And so for those intersex babies, an X category can work either for their whole lives or until they, we won't really know until who they come to be until they're older and can make that choice themselves. So in states or cities where parents can use that category for intersex children, I think that's very positive, because up until now, those children were often really unnecessarily submitted to all sorts of operations to force them into one category or the other, and the adults who have an intersex social movement now are showing very clearly that that has very negative consequences. It often includes loss of any kind of feeling in one genital region, which, you know, not many of us would want to force upon a child. So I think that that's a category that it makes perfect sense for. It also makes sense for people, mostly young people, use this new language of being non-binary and not feeling as if they are woman or man. And so a category X feels right to that some of them. That's a harder, that's an interesting category, and why I think that this is the beginning and not the end solution is for these people, it's not clear that sex and gender are necessarily the same synonyms, and that is this X about one's sex or is it about one's gender? For intersex people, particularly babies, it's really about sex. For non-binary people, it's really about gender. Some non-binary people will say they also have no sex, but in my next book that I'm writing, I'm interviewing non-binary people, and I find all different answers. Some believe that they are male or female, their gender is just non-binary, and others also reject the sex category. So some of those people will want category X, but others will not. And so though all of those different kinds of people are, in some senses, dumped together in one category.
How much, from what you've seen, is there a lot of demand for this third option?
That's a great question. We have no research on this yet. There's been absolutely no, and for good reason, it's very hard to do representative sampling and get a big enough N, you know, enough people to know. But we really have no idea how popular this option is going to be. I think in every case when the laws are changed, they're changed based on arguments from social movements. But we're going to have to wait and see how popular an option it actually is. In my research, I find that while some transgender respondents in my book might choose a category X, others are perfectly happy to choose male or female. They just want to be free to choose which of those categories reflects who they are.
So we talked about Minnesota and driver's licenses as well as New York City and birth certificates. Where else have we seen changes made?
We've actually seen changes made or being made on the entire West Coast, Washington State, Oregon, and California. We've also seen changes made in other countries. And so this is clearly, I think this is a trend of the future. I don't think we'll know until we see the demand for it and the kinds of people with what kinds of identities who use it. The laws have gone into effect in very different ways. In many state laws, only adults who looking back can change their birth certificates.
Okay.
In New York City, they're allowing parents to use this on babies' birth certificates. And those are two very different ways forward.
We'll continue our discussion in just a moment. Barbara Risman is a distinguished professor of sociology at the University of Chicago. What do you think about adding a third gender option to birth certificates or driver's licenses? 800-642-1234. It's the Ideas Network and The Morning Show on Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. In addition to M or F, a third gender option on certain documents is now available to more Americans. Minnesota recently added an X gender option for driver's licenses, and New York City will now allow it on birth certificates. Other states have previously made similar changes. What do you think about adding a third gender option to birth certificates and driver's licenses? Would you like to see Wisconsin do that? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Barbara Risman is Distinguished Professor of Sociology at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and she joins us for this conversation. Barbara, I think a lot of us might be using words like sex and gender interchangeably. Based on what you said earlier, though, is that something you see as a mistake and something we should change about the way we talk about these issues?
I absolutely think that that's a mistake. I think it's a really interesting question how we got to this point where I totally agree with sex and gender seems to be used if they were synonyms. But I think it's much more appropriate to very careful in our language and think about sex as having something to do.
And I think we just lost our guest. We'll get her back in just a moment. Barbara Risman is Distinguished Professor of Sociology at the University of Illinois, Chicago. What do you think about adding a third gender option to birth certificates and driver's licenses? Would you like to see Wisconsin follow suit? And are we talking to you here? Is this a category that you would choose for yourself? Share your story with us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@WPR.org, or you can always tweet us. Our handle is at WPR Mornings. Again, 800-642-1234, and we're starting to get a bunch of calls here. So let's go to the phones, and we'll start with John, who joins us from Milwaukee. John, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you so much for this important topic. I wanted to share that I have my youngest child identifies as transgender queer and uses the pronouns they, them, and theirs. And they would use this designation in a heartbeat. Every time they have to go get a driver's license or fill anything out, they have to pick something that they are not, and so they misgender themselves even. And so I think a movement to this would be good. In addition, they just got married last month, and they use the designation mix instead of Mr. or Mrs. So I think there's a lot of growth and a lot of movement in this area of gender identity that we're going to be seeing soon.
John, thank you. Thank you for that call. Barbara Risman?
Hi. I'm back again.
Yeah. Did you hear what John, our caller, just had to say about...
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think that John's child is a perfect example of someone for whom this category should be quite helpful, because a non-binary person, a transgender queer person, will often feel as if they're lying every time they fill out a form that asks them for their sex. I want to get back to the point you asked me earlier when I was cut off, and that is, I do think in my research that people who identify as non-binary, some of whom would use this, some of whom do not identify as non-binary for their sex, but only for their gender. And so that in my research, what I find is that it's very complicated. Some people reject the categories of their sex and their gender. Others are comfortable saying, yes, I'm male or female, but I'm gender queer. I don't fit the ways that we expect in our society women or men to act. And so I don't want to be called a woman or a man. I am not. I'm non-binary. But I am comfortable with my reproductive sex category. And so that these are really different. The words really do have different meaning to different people. And I think that we don't have the final solution for how we should go forward, but we need to have the conversation because people use the words differently, and for language to help us communicate, we need to be clear we're all using the words with the same definition.
Okay, let's take another call. This time we'll go to Bloomer, and Mark is joining us from there. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. I'm a straight man. I'm married. I got a penis. It doesn't affect me. If it makes somebody else feel emboldened or feel more whole to have other options, go for it. The only people who could be opposed to this are the same people who were opposed to gay marriage. Gay marriage isn't a threat to my marriage. Cheating straight men are a threat to my marriage.
Okay, Mark, thanks for the call. Barbara Rissman, now how common would Mark's sentiment be?
I think that Mark's sentiment would be very common among people who hold liberal attitudes. I agree with Mark's statement for sure that what if this is a positive move forward for people who feel that the society devalues them because we do not let them identify in a way that feels authentic, that's a great thing. I do think we're living in very volatile political and times and very divisive political times, and I don't think that his opinion necessarily reflects all of America at the moment. I think this is one issue on which we are split as much as we are split on the Me Too movement and other political gender issues.
And clearly there are multiple points of view on this issue. In the case of Minnesota, one state senator wondered if the driver's license change would hamper law enforcement's ability to properly identify suspects or hinder the investigative process. We had Jerry from Waukesha who called in to say it's ridiculous that Minnesota passed this. Must be the liberals who are pushing for it. Pam called in to say, I'm a farmer and looking around the farm, I only see two genders in animals. Biologically, there are two genders in humans. I think adding a third option is foolish. So not everybody is on the same page here, as you pointed out, Barb.
Right. I would like to point out that that farmer who only sees two categories is seeing two sexes. That farmer has we don't have the same kind of gender in animals that don't have consciousness, because gender identities have to do with ability to have self-reflective identities. And that is quite different from farm animals. And so that, I think, is a great illustration of why we have to be careful when we talk about these issues to see whether or not we're asking for sex or gender. I will get on a plane later today to go to Australia to do some speaking gigs, and I will be asked to check my gender, and then it will be male, female. I don't really think the TSA cares whether I'm very feminine or masculine, which is really about my gender. What they really care about is my sex, so that for the when I go through security, they know, you know, whether or not I'm hiding a gun in some part of my body. And I think I resent every time I'm asked my gender, because like everyone else, my gender is complicated. I'm not particular. I'm definitely female, and I'm a woman, but I'm not very feminine. I pride myself on being quite efficacious and aggressive in some situations.
All right, Barb. Thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you for having me.
Barbara Rissman is Distinguished Professor of Sociology at the University of Illinois, Chicago. Her most recent book, Where the Millennials Will Take Us, A New Generation Wrestles with Gender Structure. Coming up next, Saudi Arabia faces increased international backlash after a journalist disappeared in Istanbul earlier this month. He was last seen entering the Saudi consulate there. We'll get the latest after news from NPR and WPR. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.